minds, and they know this, and that's why they stick around. And I also tap into, you know, them as people. You know, we check in. How are you eating? How are you feeling? How are you sleeping? How are your relationships? You know, because it's not, you know, as an entrepreneur, as, you know, the core of your movement, your program, your project, your business, that needs to be balanced. And so I really focus inward and working out.
I love that. It's a quality. And I could speak to it. I've seen it. Tanisha is a huge, huge, huge support. She's helped tons of businesses and organizations within the OFC to get grants, to get funding, to get financing, just to even just to, she's just helped them with direction. So definitely anybody who's looking like this is it. The new year is coming around the corner. You have your business idea. You've been working on it. You're trying to bring it to the next step. You definitely need Tanisha Valiant in your life. So if we could Google her, we could pull up on all social medias, Tanisha Valiant. You have a web page too as well, sister?
Yes. So it's www.tanishaalexis.com.
Mm-hmm. We will plug it on the page for you, sister. And do you have any final words you want to leave for the community?
Yes, I do. Community, take care of yourself. You heard these gems, listening to, you know, these amazing people talk about the importance of taking care of yourself, breathing, detaching, detoxing the mind. This is so important. We cannot do anything without our mental, you know, being 100. And sometimes we think that we cannot live properly if we don't have money. No, you live properly if you don't have that mind on point, you know, and then you can't make money if that mind's not on point. And you, you know, put that oxygen on you before you put on anyone else.
Ooh, gems. Yep. Yes. Thank you again, Tanisha, for being on with us this morning. We definitely appreciate you. Wishing you an amazing 2021 and just continue doing what you're doing, sister.
Thank you so much. And the same to you all. We love you. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Peace.
I suggest we create a...
Sorry, that's what happened?
I'll just let him. Black Kemet gods, black Egyptian gods, summoned from heaven, blessed,
dressed in only go yard, homie go hard. It wouldn't have been New Power Hour if I didn't just drop something on while we were talking. Come on.
Engineer of the year goes to. Just,
it's like, what was that? Were you talking? Drop remix.
Oh my gosh. And then he turns up the music so tight when you're talking.
No, guys. And I look at them in their eyes while I'm doing it.
It's just happening. What's the problem?
It's just happening. It's happening right now. Okay. Sorry, go ahead, Gina.
I was just saying that we should create a sound bite that goes, all together. Because the amount of times that we have calls,
yes,
and then you're just like,
It's good when it's organic, though. It's good when it's organic.
I love that idea, Gina. Yeah. Actually, that's pretty lit, actually.
Instead of having, like, the clapping hands.
Yep.
It's the sound bite.
That's just what it is. So now, so you guys know, as you heard that, you know it is time for the Empower. Not the Empower.
Oh, man, now he's mixing up his words.
What is it time for again? Okay, the OFC Business Zone.
We'll give you a blind.
You know what happened, right? Okay. It's because usually right after the intro, I go right into it, so it's fresh. But now I let you go in between the intro and the thing. So I'm like, what are we doing right now?
No. All
right.
I think he got bushy because his wife is right next to him. Aww.
You didn't just say that. Okay, let me just go back to this. All right, put on some music here, background. Okay, cool. So, this is the OFC Business Zone. For those who do not know, OFC stands for One Full Circle. We are the Melanated Community Network. Guys, there's a lot going on. We are the Melanated Community Network, where we focus on supporting individuals, organizations, and businesses, and just generally bringing you that black excellence. I think there's a part in there where we make money too. We're focused on economic empowerment too.
Hey.
All right.
Yes.
I think that was the most mashup. If my boys listening, they were like, "What did you just do to the introduction of the OFC?" But anyways, guys, come on. All right, I'll do it better in 10 minutes when I redo it again for the community updates. So, this is the OFC Business Zone, and as you guys know, we like bringing that black excellence, and I just find it so fitting. Because one of the organizations that I was referencing in terms of that got support from Tanisha Valiant, we have them in the house with us today. We have Westcan in the house. Woo!
Hello. Thank you very much. Thank you, Farrell. My name is Shiato.
I'm just saying,
because she's your wife.
But look at this. Look at this. This space. This space.
Let go of the microphone and let your wife speak.
Why don't you back
Stop
up?
It.
Good morning, everyone.
Gracious.
Good morning. My name is Shiata. I'm from West Can Folk Performing Company. Hey. And yes, we're happy to be here. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa. It's right around the corner. Hey. And a happy New Year. So I got it all in.
There you go.
So first, for those who do not know, what does West Can do?
West Can Folk Performing Company is a nonprofit organization that's been around in Montreal for over 40 years. Actually, next year, 2021, we'll be celebrating 40 years in existence here in Montreal. Woo! So, big deal. We support Afro-Caribbean folk culture. We do workshops and dance programs for seniors and youth for teaching Caribbean folk dance, drumming, storytelling, and songs. Mm.
Yeah. Okay, and so the million-dollar question we've been asking everybody, so how is Logos... How's that impacting you?
Yeah, I like that.
If you're Caribbean, you're West Indian,
exactly what
you know what that means. Kiss my plan. Basically, it's been a double-edged sword for us from the beginning of this whole wave since March. We've had to close, and of course, not being able to work with our participants in person does affect us because it's a hands-on thing. We always say that our culture is not taught but caught. So it has a lot to do. Yeah.
Say it again.
Our culture is not taught but caught. Mm. Where in the sense it means when you're actually there and in person, you're hearing the drums, the songs, the call and responses that we do. We teach the children how to listen, how to pay attention, how to greet each other, and so on. So those are the small nuances that are kind of being lost by jumping into a virtual space. I have to teach classes and so on. But for the drumming, that's a whole other story, you know. So music doesn't really translate well over the digital platforms, and at the same time, it allows us to bridge a lot of gaps in terms of our development and reaching out to countries in Trinidad and the Caribbean, in groups in Norway, and just bridging and learning and developing our skills and being able to speak with other people who are also have Caribbean folk groups and learning different culture and just enhancing our knowledge base. That's what we are doing.
And what I find cool, because we have a lot of our seniors who are somewhat isolated. And so I know that that is one, I guess, silver line that we could say is that I have seen just from the outside kind of looking in that we've had more seniors that's been able to take part in what you guys have going on. Have you seen it?
Yes, we were able to get a grant from the Red Cross, and it supported our Golden Connections project, where we reached out to seniors in our community, and hence they are the Golden Connections that we need to support our community. So we were able to, they didn't have a device, we were able to supply them with a device. And we have a series of classes that we teach them weekly, stretch classes, drumming classes, where they actually have their own drums in their homes, and dance classes as well.
Provided by West Can.
Provided by West Can, yeah. So that's great. We see a large number of seniors throughout the week, and they enjoy it. We enjoy it. It really is, in its true sense, a golden connection that we bridge.
Sweet. So now, we have a big ticket item that you guys have just been killing. So we got the Jar's Delight. So if you just let the people know just what is the Jar's Delight and then how they could get it and all that good stuff.
All right, Ms. Trish, this is for you.
Of course.
I know you said you're
going
to be baking
later
tonight.
What's going on? Yes, please.
All right. Mm-hmm. So Jar Delights is basically our Caribbean treats in a jar.
Okay.
Basically, you take, we have sweetbread, we have sorrel. Okay. We have cocoa spice cookies. Right. We have gingerbread. All the Caribbean, well, not all. Most of the Caribbean delicacies. And even this year, we have black cake.
I was just going to say,
yes.
Please give me the black cake.
Fruits,
I
soak.
That's part of my ignorance. Black cake.
It's like a fruit cake with
rum in it.
And the fruits are soaked and cured for almost a year. And then you bake that yummy goodness. And,
really? So you got black cake?
We have black cake.
So you get drunk.
Yeah.
Well,
eating cake.
You feel.
Yes.
You feel toasty warm in this cold country. And so basically a lot of simple, easy to follow recipes, and you know, you can't go wrong. I've made cookies in many different ways, and you can't mess up this recipe.
Okay, so there you go.
So you can bake tonight, yes.
Thank you very much for looking out.
Trisha's family thanks you too.
Yeah, exactly. Because my father's like, "You're cooking what? What are you doing?" My dad didn't trust me when I said it. So there you go.
Daddy, don't worry. Don't worry.
I got you.
Yeah, so you can follow us on our website, westcanfolk.com. And there's a link to our order forms. We're taking orders until the 31st of January. Of December. We're not going in there. So at this point you won't have your recipes in time for Christmas, but you will have them throughout this extended holiday break that we've gotten from local.
Especially since they're closing restaurants and you can't bake.
I'm
gonna hit you guys up for show.
It's also a fun activity for the children too. And we have on our YouTube page what do you call those? Videos. That's you could
a flim.
Yes, I was about to say. We have videos that you can watch and see our team doing the recipes. Yes.
Okay. Cool. That's good. That's all right. Amazing. Thank you for saving me and my family's.
Dope. So, you have any final words that you want to leave with the people?
Just want to say happy holidays, and to our Caribbean community, please hold tight, keep warm, continue to nurture your culture and the people around you, and just enjoy the time for what it is, and take the time to bond and create stories and develop a history with your family during this time.
And where do they buy the jars? Because I know you said we can find the flims on YouTube. But
the flims are on YouTube. Website, no? And on our website, you'll see the order form and you can fill it out. And
Keep on the website.
Westcanfolk.com.
Going there.
You got that, Trish?
You guys hear my nails? Westcanfolk.com.
You know, and I'll plug it on our page as well. You guys can check them out and follow them on Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff to see everything that they're doing.
Perfect.
This has been dope. So before we go into the community updates, you guys know I'm having a good time just reaching out to business owners. So hold on, let me see. Microphone check. Grizz, you on the line?
Yes.
Sorry, wait. Neve Charles, are you on here with us?
Yes, I am.
Yo. So, Neve Charles is, anyways, he wears many hats. He wears many, many hats, but right now he's on talking as the owner of Omni Cleaning Services. My brother, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you, brother?
Thank you. So first off, like we've been asking all our business owners, how is Lego's impacting your business?
I love that.
Well, basically, so far, I've had two offices that we were cleaning canceled, but postponed until they could reopen
again. Of course, yep.
But that's pretty much how it's going, and I guess the phone has been ringing a little less.
Mm-hmm. I want to just thank Lego again for just taking the food just right out of our children's mouths. Thanks, Lego. Go ahead. just want to thank him again one more time for that. Okay, cool. So now, have you guys been able to pivot at all? Like, is there anything that you guys could do, like, to be able to, you know, to still try to make ends meet?
Well, I mean, we're still getting calls. It's just a little less.
Right. So it's just mainly houses, maybe, I guess, people who are just in their homes.
More residential than commercial?
Yeah, more residential. But even we were doing a lot of residential and regularly. Mm. And some of them, well, I guess they just didn't call. I don't know if it's because of the COVID or what, but, I mean, it just happened to be around that time.
Mm-hmm.
So, and what precaution are you taking for anybody listening that's saying, hey, you know what? I don't feel like cleaning during the holidays. And what precaution are you taking when you go to people's home to clean their homes, basically?
Well, basically, our cleaners, they are fully, none of them have COVID symptoms.
As a first, good.
Right. Good. Very good.
They're masked up. They wear gloves the whole time. And basically, they're already cleaning. So they're sanitizing the place already.
Gotcha.
They're doing extra sanitization. And I know I've seen you guys come through with the big machines. Those sanitizer type of machines.
For those of you who can't see, Farrell's doing a bunch of weird gestures.
With the arms and the machine. Backpack. Anyways. But so now, sorry, go ahead.
No, I said it's a backpack sprayer, which we use to disinfect.
Thanks.
You could have just asked him what it was
instead of giving you guys the arm motions that I was doing.
Anyways, guys, can't see,
this is real life, guys. This is what happens. But when
we disinfect, the person's pretty much wearing a hazmat suit. They're covered from head to toe. They're wearing gloves. They got the goggles on. They got the stuff that you put under your shoes there.
So they're like decked out.
Basically.
Yeah, exactly.
So I love that. So we're here to support your business. How can the community support? If people are listening to you right now, they're like, awesome, I've been looking for a cleaner. I want to support someone in the community. I'm feeling lazy over the holidays. How do they get in contact with you?
Well, they can call 438-920-5730.
Hold on, we'll repeat that again for those who are now reaching for a pen. Hold on a second. Give them a chance. Okay, they got their phones out. They're about to take the number down. Okay, they just checked Facebook. Okay, now the number is ready. Okay, go ahead. Hit the number one more time.
438-920-5730. Mm-hmm.
That's 920-5730?
That's correct. Also, they could email us at omniclean745@gmail.com.
My brother, we definitely appreciate you. Thank you for always being a support to the community, to the network. You have any final words you want to leave with the listeners?
We'll be happy to serve you guys. Basically, our cleaners, they're the best. They do their job and they do it well.
Mm.
So anytime you guys want to call us, give us a call. If you don't get us right away, you can leave a message and we'll get right back to you shortly.
Love that, brother. Thank you. Just keep doing what you're doing. We're here. We always got you. You know you have the support of the Empower Hour. Stay well, King.
Same to you guys. I like what you're doing as well.
Peace.
And sometimes people don't realize gifts aren't. Oh, they don't have to be on the physical. Because I appreciate a clean house. I appreciate it even more when I'm the one who has to clean it.
Mm.
So that's a Christmas gift too.
That's a good gift.
After the holidays, after I done cook all those hours. Oh, y'all ate my food. Mm-hmm. Who's cleaning now?
You're talking facts.
You are speaking facts. You actually, I don't have that problem. I've got the cleaners.
You can't hear you, Trish. We can't hear you, Trish. Hold on.
Sorry, I'm saying I don't got that problem. I have cleaners in the house. But I'm just saying that's a good thing for our older people who are having a hard time during Christmas and things like that. That's actually pretty good. Mm. Good on him.
I've gifted my mom a cleaner every now and again.
Yeah,
for sure.
That's awesome.
My mom is an essential worker. She's a head nurse.
Yes, I remember you were saying that.
And so sometimes, you come home, you're tired, and so she's definitely gotten a clean for her birthday and a Christmas, and she appreciated that more than any physical gift.
Yeah. It gives her the rest that she needs. Yes. Absolutely, that's awesome. Oh,
I love that. I'm doing this in vain. I'm not too sure, but
okay.
Well, we have Black Facts.
Welcome to the OFC Community Updates, bringing you the past, present, and future community news.
Again, I'm just going to clean up the terrible intro I gave before. So for those who do not know, the OFC stands for One Full Circle, the Melanated Community Network, where we support individuals, we unite individuals, and we focus on economically empowering the community. That was a lot better.
That was a lot better.
It was a lot better, but I liked your earlier one. It was I did.
The choppy one on my show?
Yeah, that's cool.
Oh,
it's okay.
It shows that you're human. And there he goes pressing buttons like, no, yeah.
I think he did that one on purpose.
I think
he watched you and then he pressed the button.
I did it. It's really bad.
That was a big slip. I felt it. Yeah. When he does it for real on purpose, he looks at you. You look at me. I was like, no,
You see, thank you, Trish. My gosh, that was not on purpose, guys. I was just this time I was switching screens and it just started back. I was like, oh, I thought I'd press
play. Why is your hand even on that thing?
Yo, I'm multitasking. You guys see me over here? I'm like octopus. I got like ting.
He really going for that award.
Yeah, I'm putting in that work. Anyways.
Anyway, Black Facts?
Yeah. Black Facts. Okay, there's nothing going on in the community?
Well, I mean, look, it's the holidays, and so, and everything's kind of about to shut down and whatnot.
Trust me.
I do want to say this, talking about community. just reach out and touch, right? So reach out to your communities. We heard it a couple of times today during the show. We heard how WestCan is doing for the elderly as well. Everyone needs to, like, everyone's kind of going through cabin fever as well. So reach out, see who's
what is cabin fever for people who don't know.
Well, cabin fever is just being locked inside of your place and not being able to leave, right? There's nowhere to go. It's cold outside out here too. So you start getting tired of seeing the four walls, and you know, it works on your mental.
Correct. I totally agree.
It works on your mental. Yeah. I went through some cabin fever a couple weeks ago, and I had to reach out to my sisters and my best friend. I was just like, good, I need job. A schedule, a workout schedule, just so good that job. I have something to look forward to.
Yeah.
They killed me last week with it, because then
here you go. You ask, you receive.
Because I had 2 days with one sister, another day or two with the other best friend. I was like, guys, okay, this is like 6 days a week. That's why I had to take that bath. The Epsom salt.
Oh, there you go. There's the context. Okay.
My body was hurting. So.
Got it. Right.
I agree with that, though. I think it's important. Guys, listen. The holidays are usually joyous time. 2020 was hard.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be hard on yourself.
Yes.
Reach out if there's anything. Everybody's busy being busy trying to survive. But, you know, at the end of the day, your health matters, your mental health matters. So, make sure you speak to somebody. We don't need to hear bad news before the end of this year. We already have enough bad news. Make sure you take care of your mental health.
No, you're talking. And actually, I have to say, so last week we had the OFC end of year event. And it was exceptional. Big shout out to everybody who came out, who supported. It was awesome to see.
Can you tell us what it composes of?
Yeah, so the OFC end of year event is basically like a wrap up, right? Where like organizations usually do this, like at end of year, they have their AGM or whatnot. Mm-hmm. We're celebrating 10 years this year. So we had planned to do a big, you know, end of year celebration. But due to the circumstances, we had to bring it down to like a virtual event. But basically, we tried to bring in every component of what a banquet or whatever would consist of. And it was awesome. I got to give a huge shout out to Maggie, who's our member service coordinator. And she really like made it all come together. So we had food. So big shout out to the restaurants that had taken part. I'll open up the flyer in a minute just so I could give everybody a shout out. Unless Gina, if you could open up there for me. So big shout out to all the restaurants. The community members ordered in advance from different restaurants from within the network, which is awesome. So people had their food in front of them and we're eating on Zoom. Big shout out to Zip, who played on the ones and twos. He was our DJ and our MC for the night, so that was ill. I gave a presentation where I just a recap of the OFC. Thank you. I did a recap for the what went down in 2020 with the OFC. And we had an exceptional panel where Tanisha Valiant, she basically hosted a great panel with our business owners within the community to just, you know, get some cool gems and stuff from them. And then we had just a party after. Like, we just played some music and we just jammed and chatted. And it was a good turnout. We had a good time. So I want to thank everybody who came out to support. And I have to say, though, because the, like, I guess days before, like, I was super stressed. So listen to you guys talk about what people are going through. Like, and I'm not the type to really get stressed. Like, I'm used to doing a lot of things. And I don't know what it is, to be completely honest. I think it might be a combination of things, combination of the event that was coming up, combination of these grants that we're putting in. And I'm not big on these grants, but they're here. And it's like, okay, let's take advantage. But it's creating a strain and a stress. And then getting calls from individuals and businesses that are stressed, like hearing people, like crying over the phone and trying to figure out how they're going to make the ends meet, and us mobilizing and just doing what we can. People in quarantine, like there's just a lot. And I just feel I don't know what it was, but last week it's like I could barely function. Like I was practically paralyzed, like my shoulder, my neck, like it was just something I wouldn't wish on anybody. But just listening to you guys talk, it is something that we have to remember as a people. Like, we're going through a lot. There's no shame in taking a pause for the cause. Like, you know, like if you need to just take that pause, take that rest, because it's prevention is better than cure, like we like to say. So before it becomes too late, definitely take the time to unplug. You know, and I just want to remind also the community, I'll plug it on our page again. We're still selling our fun little things for the holidays. So we have we have a bunch of these amazing cards that we're selling. It's $30 for the set. And I'll post, like I said, I'll post them on our page, but they're produced by an amazing artist, Leon Llewellyn. And we have them from, they're produced in 1977. So they're classic, beautiful black art. We also have the Hidden Color DVD series. So that's Hidden Colors from 1 to 5. We have the whole set at $100. So you definitely want to benefit, because I think they're like $30 a DVD. So you definitely want to benefit from that. We got you, man. We're here to just promote knowledge and promote, you know, just what we've done and who we are as a people. So thank you guys for continuing to rock and support. Black Facts. You like that?
Did you want to plug those restaurants?
I did. So big shout out Curry House. Ooh, thank you, Gina. Yo, we cannot forget tomorrow, Curry House. If you need, go between 12 to 2 p.m. They are giving out free food. I am so glad I remember that. So, I want you guys to remember it. It's they're doing it for the community, for those who are in need. There's no shame in it. Go down. And even if you're just by yourself and you just want to, you know, this, you might not even need the food, but you just want to come just to see somebody. They will be there from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Big shout out to Ian Paris and the whole crew at the Curry House. I want to thank them again for being one of the restaurants that took part in the end of year celebration. Also, big shout out to Fusion Fitness in LaSalle, the Jamaique Caribbean Homestyle in LaSalle, Berg's Canteen in Little Burgundy, and Burger du Ville in Anjou.
Where is Berg's Canteen?
Berg's Canteen is in Burgundy, right off of Charlevoix.
Yeah. Isn't that Brother Jackson?
That is Brother Jackson.
I love Jackson.
Yo, that Rissos Poido.
He's a Page alumni. I didn't even know that.
Really?
He went to Lucien Page. Yeah,
okay. He's an exceptional brother. I'm just, you know, like, yo, the OFC Network, we got some gems in there, G. So, yeah, that's us. So, again, a big shout out to everybody. Oh, and how can I forget? Big shout out to Westcan, who performed, Sam I Am performed, and M-City Solo tore it down for us. So, again, thank you guys for just entertaining people and for just doing what you're doing for community.
Whoa.
To slow the spread of the virus, we need to press pause again. That's why once more, we need to stay home and avoid all non-essential travel. Gatherings are prohibited in red zones and are to be avoided in orange zones. And it's important to keep following the everyday health measures. Let's press pause again to curb the spread. Learn more at quebec.ca/coronavirus. Let's continue to protect ourselves properly. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
It's time for Black Facts.
You need a drop.
I was expecting you guys to be on this.
Oh, sorry.
Wow.
That's why I was singing.
Black Facts by Gina Long.
Okay,
no,
ready?
I think there should be a song. Black Facts, Black Facts. No?
That sounds like... Anyway. Black Facts. Go ahead, G. What you got today, Christmas Eve? Please help us.
He even tapped his foot.
I know. He did a little jig as well.
I looked at them in the eyes, too. I was like,
a little shoulder shake. We caught that.
You're not feeling this? Black Facts, Black Facts.
No.
So this week's Black Facts. December 18th. I have no particular year because we got a couple of birthday shout-outs to put out.
Okay, cool.
DMX was born on December 18th.
All right.
Hey.
OC Davis.
I kind of wanted to bark just now.
No lie. On God.
But I'm like, nobody did it. So
on God.
I was going to sound. I was like, okay.
Terrible.
I was going to do it.
I opened my mouth. I was like,
if someone was going to do it, I was going to show right in on it. I swear. Might as well do it.
I was just like, no.
Yo!
Yes. Oh, shit.
Get him my respect on his birthday week.
Exactly.
Okay. Ossie Davis. Do you guys know who Ossie Davis is?
Who's Ossie Davis?
He's an American actor, a black American actor. Oh, Ossie Week? Oh, sorry. Davis. Yeah. Okay. That's supposed to be one S week, but okay.
Who is he?
He's an American actor. He played in Jungle Fever, Do the Right Thing, Malcolm X, Grumpy Old Man. Google him.
Him and his wife were often in movies together.
Yes, often in movies, right. Yeah. Yes. Google him. You'll know him. He grandpa. Like, you know him from all the movies. He comes in at all the right time to drop gems.
Oh,
that's the OG. Yes. And also, Lori McNeil, a tennis player who went on to win 42 professional tennis titles.
Woo!
December 18th is also the birthday of Bantu Stephen Biko, who was a South African anti-apartheid activist.
Nice.
So I want to give a little birthday shout out.
Can I add one? I don't know if we said this last week, but Dionne Warwick, December 12th.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely. She was definitely born on December. There's a few other people.
Yes. Name all the Capricorns. Let's go.
Okay, hold on.
December 12th was not a Capricorn, but okay.
It's a December birthday, though.
But it is December. Okay.
So when does Capricorn start? Because I don't know nothing about Pisces. Sorry.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was absolute...
That's okay. That's okay.
Absolute shame. Okay.
That's okay.
Nene Leakes? No. Okay. Jamie Foxx, December 13th. Cicely Tyson, December 18th.
Yes, Cicely.
Angie Stone, December 18th as well. Tyson Beckford, December 19th.
Tyson Beckford has made a lot of women dream.
some stuff.
He did.
Right? Samuel yeah, Jackson, December 21st. Samuel. Jordan Sparks, December 22nd. Lee Daniels is today. Happy birthday. December 24th. Yep.
Really?
Denzel Washington is December 28th.
Yes,
John
Denzel.
Legend.
See, Capricorn. Capricorn.
John Legend. We're just ordinary people. December 28th. Yes, Mekhi Pfeiffer is December 29th. LeBron James is December 30th.
Hey.
Tiger Woods, December 30th.
Hey.
Andra Day and Will Rise Up, December 30th. Hey. Come on, guys.
Yes.
Tyrese, December 30th. What's a Tyrese song? Coca-Cola. That thing. Okay. And that's about it. Those are all your characters.
You guys ever wonder, like, wait, so what was going on in March? All these people were having sex and having these children?
It was the end of winter. Cuffing season was about to
Thank you, Gina. I always wondered. I was like, what?
I'm saying March is lit, though. I mean, I'm bored in March. That's all. I just want to say that.
Wait, you had Madam C.J. Walker on that list.
Yeah,
you know?
Yes, but she I'm going to get to Madam C.J.
Okay.
But also, December 15th, Elijah Michu Long. That's my brother.
Hey, shout it out.
Hey.
Yeah, we had to call him at 5 o'clock on the 14th because it was midnight for him.
December 15th is your brother's birthday. My birthday,
yes,
too. Sean Henry is his birthday. CBC anchor. That's his birthday, too. Happy birthday.
Hey,
brother.
Shout out to the December babies.
Hey.
Especially the ones who are Capricorns. a little biased, that's all. Just a little
okay,
biased.
You're allowed.
Slightly.
You're allowed.
So December 19th, 1930, Delta Sigma Theta was founded at Howard University, which is an HBCU.
Hey.
Historically Black College and University. Thank you. December 20th, 1983, Dr. J hits his 25,000th career points.
Really?
That's a lot of points. That's basketball, by the way.
Okay.
That's
a
basketball player. Yes, absolutely legend. December 23rd, 1867, Madam C.J. Walker.
Hey.
The first self-made Afro-American millionaire. I'm going to repeat that. Madam C.J. Walker. Excuse me, ladies, your mic is hot.
Oh, sorry, because thanks. I just got
talking
nice
on top
picture
of Madam C.J. Walker.
I know, right?
So, you know what? We apologize. Madam C.J. Walker would be so proud. I'm going to tell him after this, though.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Sorry, Gina.
Okay.
Woo! Sorry, Gina.
So I'm going to repeat it for the people.
Sorry.
December 23rd, 1867, Madam C.J. Walker, first self-Afro-American millionaire, developing and marketing a line of cosmetics and hair care products for Black women.
And might I add, first self-made woman millionaire. Period.
Woman, yep.
Yay.
All right.
Absolutely.
Love me some women.
So
even
white women included, all of these people that had privilege, Madam C.J. Walker,
period,
was making that bank. Mm-hmm.
And it was from marketing and selling, was selling hot combs. She started selling hot combs and such. Not that she created the hot comb, but she went and she put in work.
Commercialized it.
Yeah. She commercialized it and she put in work to do what she had to do. And she employed a whole lot of Black folk, too.
Oh, hell yeah.
She invented
whole lot of Black folk.
She invented relaxer.
She didn't invent it.
No, she didn't invent it, but
she
it was part of. Yeah, she commercialized it. She really pushed a lot in the Black women beauty products and such. December 25th, 1918, Muhammad Anwar al-Sadat, the third president of post-independence Egypt, governing from 1970 to 1981, was born of peasant background in the Nile Delta village of Mit Abu al-Kam. So again, it doesn't matter what your background is, you can grow and build out to excellence.
Get that presidency.
Absolutely. So happy birthday to Muhammad Anwar al-Sadat. Those are your black facts.
Black facts, black facts. So just moving along in with the theme and the vibe of the show. So we have another exceptional, all natural as intended. Hold on. Sabrina, are you on with us? Microphone check.
I am on with you.
Woo!
How are you guys doing?
Fantastic.
I want to do a little shout out to my son, his birthday. December 19th, another December baby.
Woo, woo, happy birthday.
That's what it is. Big shout out. Okay, wait, why is my mic on a million? Hold on, let me turn this down. Okay, all right. Sorry, Sabrina. So, okay, so first I gotta thank you because my wife and I, we consider ourselves clients. We have ordered the As Intended All Natural. I think it was cream body something.
It was the body butter.
Yes, it was amazing. Rubbed it on myself. I'm rubbing myself right now. Just it's kind of weird,
but, why
but it's just
because
I was remembering how smooth it went on my skin.
The rubbing is real.
It's so good. It makes you want to rub yourself all the time.
Yeah, sissy to see him rubbing. Honestly, it's something. It's something.
It was a little awkward for my co-host here, but I had to make it happen. I went there in my mind. So, yes. So, first, we've been asking everybody the million-dollar question. How is Legault's impacting you?
How is what, sorry?
I'll repeat it. How is Legault's impacting you?
The Legault, well, that's keeping me in my house. I don't mind being home. I love my house.
Right.
My thing is that my problem is the inconsistency with it. Mm. A lot
that's
of it doesn't
it.
Make any sense.
That's it.
A lot of it, I had someone mention something about the Costco. Like, Costco's full of people, but yet certain other places, which are much smaller, can't be opened, which doesn't make any sense. A lot of it makes no sense.
And Costco gets no fine.
Costco gets no fine. And I remember in the beginning of the lockdown, Costco was very rigid. They were wiping down the carts. They had hand sanitizer everywhere. Mm. There was someone at the door counting, making sure that you had your mask. And now I find them, they're very relaxed right now. Okay. They're very relaxed. Too many people.
They're paying these politicians.
Exactly. It doesn't make any sense. And so if you're going to lock down, do it one day and just lock everybody down. But don't. Because the minute he says that, some people are going to be locked down on the 25th, all it caused was a mad rush of people into the stores to get all their shopping done, which just made things worse.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, sister, you're absolutely right. So now, your business, because, like we like to do, like to plug, like to make sure that the people know what's up. So if you could just let us know just about the business and then how can people get your products over the holidays. Is it possible? Can they still order your products? All that good stuff. Let the people know.
I will let the people know. Yes. Hello, everybody. Hello, all the people. My family and I create skin and hair products that are made naturally. There's no preservatives, no chemicals, no parabens, nothing. It's like our ingredients are completely understandable, unlike the products you find in the store, which you need a dictionary for, and you shouldn't need a dictionary for your products at all. We make our products with natural butters, natural essential oils, and because we need our body to be clean on the inside and outside, and we have to do it with our skin as well,
Our skin is our biggest organ.
And a lot of people can forget, it is our life partner. Mm. Our skin is our life partner from birth until death.
True.
So we have to take care of it, So that's what we do. We really take our time and we create products. Queen. And we create products that people like request personally. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We make those as well.
Queen, what's your best-selling product? Could you describe what's in it?
Oh, my gosh. The best-selling would be the hair butter. Not butter, butter.
Butter, yeah.
Okay, because it goes into your hair. It's got lemongrass and rosemary. Hey. It also has in it, it's got Jamaican black castor oil.
Hey.
And it has shea butter in it. It has, aloe vera. Oh, it's phenomenal for you.
Ready to go. What about for men? Do you have products for men?
I get the men and the women
beard
in there.
Oil, sis. Don't forget the beard stuff.
I've got the beard oil that comes in lemongrass, or you can get it in sage. Okay. You could also get it in musk, and I also carry a beard balm, which is also extremely popular. And the beard balm is very soothing. It's based with the argan oil and shea butter.
Okay.
So any coarse beard will become like soft butter.
Nice.
Really nice. The ladies will love it and they'll smell amazing.
Okay, I love a man with a beard. Even better if his beard is laid right.
Yeah. I don't really have much. I have a Fisher Price beard, like one of those,
A Fisher Price?
Like it's trying to be.
I'm done here. I'm going home. Merry Christmas, everybody.
My
That's
first
it.
Beard
I'm done.
Trying to come in.
Whatever kind of beard you've got, I will help you with it. Okay. Just let me know. Anything. If it's a starter.
Fisher Price. You gotta love. No one said you had to be freeway in these streets.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Goodness. I just want to make sure
you
I'm welcome.
Fisher Price, though. And
I can relate.
Anyway,
I'm trying.
Just trying to ting.
Both your beards are perfectly fine.
They're fine.
That's what you want. That's what you guys wanted, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
That's what you wanted.
Exactly.
A little bit. Yeah.
They're good. They can pass.
This is
every
me giving compliments
counts,
to the community.
Every beard counts. Fisher Price or not.
My beard matters.
Oh, my goodness.
It will with the beer bomb.
Yo, facts. Think about it. Yes. So how can we get in contact with you?
Website.
All good stuff.
Right now, I'm on Facebook under As Intended All Natural. Great. You can also find me on Instagram at @asintended_allnatural. And my website will be coming out within the next, I think, 2-3 weeks. And that would be at www.aian.ca.
Queen, how long have you been in business?
Since 2016, rising and rising.
So, Queen, listen. We're in a combat, a fight with Amazon.
Mm.
Our black businesses have to do more optimized transition into the digital era.
Yeah.
I don't want to criticize you. I'm going to be the first one to order from you. But one thing I got to say, I'm the number one critique of our leaders. I'm always literally bitching at them. I'm always yelling at them. But if we are to take a position and combat their bad politics, we also, as black entrepreneurs, have to be ready. So in essence, you can't be such a successful, which you are. You're a successful black woman entrepreneur since 2016. Between me and you, I'm telling you this as a loving consumer, future consumer, it is not normal that your website's not up yet. You see what I'm saying, Queen? So in essence...
No, I hear what you're saying. It's a work in progress, but it's hard, but it's almost finished.
So how
can a lot into it.
So why, and I want to hear you on this, because I think it's interesting. Yeah. I speak to a lot of entrepreneurs. There's that $221 million that's about to drop and help us optimize all these things. Why did it take 4 years? So, and be straight up, like, is it because you've been so busy selling products and making sure that you fulfilled the orders that you just said, hey, you know what, the website will wait? Or did you deal with a bad developer, a bad company, a company that promised to deliver, didn't deliver? Like, what was it? I'm curious.
Oh, it has nothing to do with any of those things. Before I was just selling here and there.
Gotcha.
And I decided, okay, this is getting really popular.
Got it.
And I decided this year, you know what, I'm going to put
scaling.
It on. I'm going to have the confidence to put it online.
Love
so that's
it.
What I decided to do.
So that's actually a great decision. Clap for that. Yeah. Clap for that.
Good answer.
So you're basically, now you're at the point where you want to scale your business.
That's it.
Exactly.
Love
now,
it.
Decided I'm going to take it out there, take it into the world and make it big.
So watch. I'm going to order from you over the holidays. I'm going to be a new customer of yours. The minute your website is up, I'm going to triple my order. And on the Empower Hour, I will buy $50 to $100 of your product and give it away. How about that?
Yeah. Bless King.
That's
how
we do it.
So
much. That's how we do it. This is the
Thank
power.
Thank you
this
so
is the
much.
Power.
That'll be wonderful. It's good. And right now, if anybody wants to order, they can message me. A lot of my customers have been getting to me by message.
Okay.
And we have pickup and we also have delivery.
Amazing. Queen, thank you for what you're doing. Keep doing. You know you have our support.
You're so welcome.
Love you, sis.
Thank you.
Stay well.
Thanks, everybody. Bye, kings and queens.
Bye.
I'm loving this, guys. So let's roll right in, because I'm looking. Yo, guys, this has been a hot one. So we have Coffee Chronicles, and then we have Kaya. And then I'm looking at the time. I think we have like 20 minutes left in the show, guys.
20 minutes?
Hold on. Yo, guys, no, we have like... Like 10.
19.
Yeah, no, not even, because we still got to throw some music in here. Shoot.
Do we?
Yeah. Yeah, all right.
Well, let's jump right in.
Coffee Chronicles. All right, guys. So, you know what? As it's the holidays are approaching, I'm a wine drinker. You know what I'm saying? I just actually came out with my own wine December 23rd, 2020. Ooh. But I'm going to actually start selling it around New Year's, because I think it's going to be a little bit better.
You're going to have your own wine?
I was like,
yes,
you just said she came
out
with her own
wine? It is, yeah.
Do you have it in red and white?
It's only white for now. It's a Moscato. It's called Miss Trish's Premier Moscato. I didn't say anything, because I was like, okay, let me just bottle. Because I wanted
today.
To bottle it first. I wanted to make sure was out bottling it.
Okay, so
but I just wanted to bottle it.
Okay,
first,
so, and right now, just a disclaimer. Yeah. So it's like you're putting out samples for people to try.
Yeah, absolutely,
and,
absolutely.
Right, because there's a certain window of
there's
time.
There's a certain window of time, exactly.
Before,
so yesterday
I
bottled it,
right.
And then after it's going to be available after the 26th for pickup only.
Pickup
in LaSalle, in LaSalle. I'll give the address if you're going to get one.
Are you making the wine?
I made it. I absolutely made it. I put the yeast in it. Winemaking is fun, but it's really tough. It's a really tough thing.
Could you be the first ever black woman to own I've never heard of anybody.
Yeah.
Really?
There
are some other black women doing
that. In the Bonjour Ho province.
But I believe I'm the first Anglophone. So it's just my first wine. I'm going to be doing a Merlot soon as well, because I'm a big wine drinker. And I said, Trish, you drink so much wine. There's always wine all over the place. Mm-hmm. So make your own. Why don't you make your own?
I love this.
It took a month to do, and I did it. And now, I got my own wine coming out. But I had to taste it, okay? So I had to taste my wine. And I was like, all right, it's sweet. But I don't know if you guys know anything about wine, but the sweeter it is, the more dehydrated you get.
Right.
Yeah. Right?
Really?
Absolutely.
That's why you get the headaches,
and that's why you get the hangover and stuff like that.
I only get headaches during slow wines. Is that normal?
You know what?
Terry. I love that one. Hey,
you ain't see what he did there.
We know Terry so well around here. Anyway, so the wine is sweet. Mistress Premier Moscato was very sweet, so I drank it. But we kept on drinking it, and that's the problem. So I realized, before when I was in my 20s, all right, I'm a good 35 now, I could take wine, all kinds. I could take a wine.
You could give a wine, too.
I could get a wine. I could take a wine. I could give a wine. I could drink a wine. But then I realized, when I got home after my wine tasting the other day, I was flat out. I was giz on. So my bedroom's like, Trisha, you're getting old. You're getting old. That's it. So here today we have 10 signs that you're getting old. I want you guys to drink up if you guys feel this way. Audience, team members, are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Let's do this.
All right. So the first sign is you got stray hairs all over the place.
Straight
out your nose, out your face.
Okay,
in your ears. You're like, do you guys have stray hairs? I have stray hairs.
It's starting to happen. In my nose is just as weird.
No, you guys don't have any?
Yeah. I have gray hair. Damn.
Gray hair is not stray hair. Yeah, okay,
no, I got
cool.
Some strays. It's just
all right,
random.
So don't drink up to that. You go to the washroom often.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Everybody check.
Yeah. Oh, that's the sign. I thought I was hydrated.
I thought I was healthy.
I thought I was hydrated.
I drink mad water,
I drink a lot of water.
It's more often. Okay, so your eyes are starting to be a little bit more blurry than they used to be before.
I got eye surgery still, so
Okay. You're good.
I could see good.
All right, you can't handle your liquor as much as you used to.
I'll drink any man's under the table.
Whoa, that's a big statement right
there. I'm not really a drinker,
but she's not lying.
But I'll smoke anyway under the table, so I don't know.
Okay, but you guys are not telling me individually.
Only to the good liquor, though.
Well, Gina will drink a man's. Terry, can you still drink how you used to when you were 25?
I've actually stopped drinking.
Period.
For the past 2 years, I only drink two or three times a year.
Really? Yeah. Okay, but when you drink now, how are you feeling? Or do you know your limit?
I'm okay.
You're good?
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
But we're not talking about the next day, though. I mean, when we're in it, no problem.
Right.
The next day is a whole other thing.
Okay, can you guys play successful drinking games and not be hungover?
Nah.
Yeah.
I get straight up hungover.
I can't play right now?
Yes.
Yo, I'm a featherweight. I could only drink Remy. Okay. Like my system will not allow me to drink anything else. If I take a Bacardi, a sip of anything, I feel like shit.
Are you saying Remy or are you saying you could only do Yak?
Not Saint Remy. Remy Martin, sorry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, make
the
it
good
clear.
Stuff.
Yeah,
good
no,
stuff.
I could only drink Remy Martin, but my system, and I can't drink too much of it neither.
You can't drink a lot of it. But when you were in your 20s, you could box that off.
Come on. It was sport.
I was a bourbon drinker, but now it does give me acid reflux.
Bourbon.
Drink. It gives you what?
Acid reflux.
Oh.
You're like a drunken Irish.
Oh, wow.
No, so when I was in Trinidad for Carnival.
Well, there you go.
No, the man said, he's like, what are you drinking? I'm like, bourbon or gin. He's like, why are you drinking all the old man white?
That's what he told you?
Yes, sir. He said, you are wrong for vodka.
That is hilarious. I can't drink as much as I used to, as you guys know the story from the beginning of this. Secondly, you don't understand today's music.
No, that's me. Yeah, I miss it all the time.
Yeah. Okay, y'all need to drink. I don't know why you guys are staring at me.
Sorry,
drink.
Yeah,
Kaya, how you feel about that? You don't understand today's music.
I am today's music.
I'm 50-50 on that. I got a bunch of young siblings who put me on something sometimes. And other times I'm just like, it's a no for me.
Okay, so for everyone that has children at the table, are you guys doing TikTok dances?
Yeah.
No.
Yes?
Yeah.
Are you on TikTok with your children?
No.
Okay. But they encourage you. Yeah. But do you know the new dances, Farrell?
I don't know the names, but I know a couple dances.
You do?
I'm okay, yeah.
Okay, you have nieces and nephews, Jay. Do you? Are you with the TikTok stuff?
I don't have a TikTok account.
Okay. But if they ask you, Auntie G, join me in this dance, would you do it?
No, there's no Auntie, nothing,
okay?
No, okay. No. My nephew's not doing TikTok. He's playing video games.
Okay.
Kaya, how you feel? Do you all know all the TikTok dances and all that?
I just did a TikTok. Check me out.
Hey,
I just dropped one. I did the Whoopty Slow Down Challenge.
Okay.
I'm killing it.
I don't even know what that is.
Exactly.
I don't know what that is, but I'm 50-50 as well. I don't understand all the music. Okay, next one is your bedtime has gotten a lot earlier.
Lies.
It's later, yeah, exactly.
It's later.
COVID has pushed my sleeping and bedtime has been, it's all wild.
It's all crazy.
1 a.m., like one time it was 2 a.m. I was like, who are you trying to impress?
Go to bed. You're not missing anything. You barely remember anyone's name.
Oh, but that's not an age thing.
I'm good with names. I'm good. I'm decent with names.
Are you?
Yeah.
I never remembered anyone's names, and I can remember one time I met Ja Rule, and I called Ja Rule Dragon.
Oh.
And he was so mad. He was like, "Don't you ever call me that again!" And then drove off on us. It was very upsetting. And one time I met Sean Desmond, and I'm like, "Oh my God,
who's
Sean Kingston!" And he's like. I call a man Sean Kingston. He's like, no, I like him too. Dutty. Yeah. I'm like, oh my gosh, wrong guy.
Oh, man. Okay,
this is terrible.
Oh, my goodness. Drink. Next one. Yeah, you should drink, Kaya. The next one is you start to sound like your mother or your parents.
Yeah, I have kids. Yeah, exactly.
Really?
You want something to cry about? When I heard myself say that, I was like,
that's
what
I'm saying.
Did I?
Okay.
Did I just say that?
You know how old I am now? I turn off lights after my kids in the house.
Really?
Yeah, and I tell them, is Idro Quebec your grandfather's company? I'm that kind of old man.
Okay, so you are starting to see your parents and
definitely.
Yourself. Absolutely. I'll need to drink to that. And the last one is the amount of F's you give. You don't give any more. I never really did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I hear you.
I think every decade has come, there's less and less F's that I give.
Yeah, exactly. So that's you're getting older. Because when we're younger, there's certain things that we worried about that, you know, like, wait, I shouldn't have worried about that. But now you're in your
30s. That's been my line since I hit 30. I started living at 30.
There's no sexual references to this? Meaning, how many rounds can you go? And
I mean, do you want to... Wait, you can't go any rounds anymore, Titty.
I definitely...
Like, do you want me to add one? I can add this, honey.
Disclaimer.
Okay,
I definitely don't go as many rounds as
okay,
I used to.
Yeah, I'm a virgin. So, Gina?
you know, they say when you age like wine... You age like wine. I think for women, it's the opposite. It gets better and better.
I'm saying,
it's not about getting worse.
No,
I'm
it's just
saying,
you can't go as many rounds
exactly,
as you used to. You
exactly.
get more tired. Yeah. So one and done?
No, I could go two, but I used to be able to do 4 or 5.
Okay.
Now I could only do
Terry.
Two max. I'm clocked out. I'll do one.
Two max. One good one. One solid.
I'm done. I got nothing for you.
I'm definitely, I'm 3-4 rounds deep. I don't know what.
A
like,
day?
Yo.
Your wife's still here, eh?
Confirm because
she's making a face
let's put it in context. Let's put it in context.
She's making a face. Like, which round
you talking about? Because it's coffee conversation
started. Which round you talking about?
First of all, just so let's put it in context. That's once a month, though. It's not often. It's not a...
You know what? That's what the look on her face really said. She was like, oh, police.
Yeah, I'm just saying. At the time, I feel like I got more experience. I got more practice. I just feel like I know what I'm doing more.
God, Kaya, do you want to elaborate on that, love?
As far as what is concerned.
Rounds.
Rounds per day.
Rounds per day. This is a
little. Kaya goes to church. What do you guys?
They got
to
fight me off with a stick. I'd be like, what do you mean you're tired? No. Come, eat this sandwich. Here's orange juice and an oatmeal cookie. I'm going to do you like you done gave blood. I'm like, hey, come here.
Replenish.
See, I'm older, so that's another thing, too, right? When a woman reaches 35, they say that's when she comes into her prowess.
Mm.
So for me, I'm a dirty old tiger. I'm like, rawr, get over here. Rawr. I'm not joking either. And don't disappoint me because I put people out. So for women, it's different. Men, they lose, but you can get old, but you never get cold if you're a woman. They say, pum, pum, kyandon.
Exactly.
So I'm doing great.
Awesome. And that was Coffee Conversations with Miss Chich.
Yes.
See, I knew this was gonna get awesome.
So, but let's go right in. Kaya, you're up, man.
All right. So,
Yeah, no, I'm just throwing you guys all
hola.
In the pot. Yeah.
Hola, everybody in Montreal. Like, come here with the fire. Yo tengo four for them. Okay.
So let me tell y'all what's going on in the industry, because I don't know if you guys have been up on what's up, but Teyana Taylor is all over place right now. So one of our favorite movies going back to date is Coming to America.
Hey.
Big situation right now.
Hey.
Coming to America 2 is coming out.
Hey.
Teyana Taylor is in the movie.
Yes. Oh, nice.
It is going down. So we also have, I think it's like a biopic or something like that coming out about Dionne Warwick, who we were talking about earlier. And when they asked her, who would she like to play her? Teyana. She says, Teyana Taylor.
Hey.
Yes.
Now, we know that last year, a year and a half ago, Teyana dropped an album and she wasn't really happy with it, but the album did super, super well. So she just dropped another album and they're kind of saying like the album was slow. But I can tell you that my prediction for Teyana right now is that she is not going to have to worry about album sales because her endorsements and her movie deals and everything else are going to cover for that.
Facts.
Also, I want to just talk on the fact that she just had a new baby.
Yes.
So if you go online, she got a second baby. She just had a little teeny baby, and the baby is like literally a month or so old, 2 months old. Okay, it's a baby's couple months old. If you go online right now and look at Teyana Taylor, this girl has superpowers and she is just passing them on to her babies. The baby is little, sitting in a chair and the baby is talking. She's saying,
get out of here.
You don't hear me. She's like, hi. The baby, she said to the baby, hey, baby. The baby said, hey, baby.
What?
She said, hey, mama. And the baby said, hey, mama.
What?
Little teeny baby.
Listen, y'all not so ready for these new generations that are coming out.
Yes.
They're coming with their superpowers.
But her mom is actually, and I swear, since she was younger, you can look at this girl's face, though. You can see her. She looks like a young Angela Bassett.
Like
She has a look of a star. But there's something in her because her children really are everything. So they got this little baby that's talking. So I just want to say congratulations to Teyana Taylor on all your wins. You know, she lost her mom when she first came into the industry. So things have been tough for her. And also, I just want to give a huge shout out to her husband, Iman Shumpert. Let me tell you something. This man, when I tell you that he is a keeper, he loves her so bad. I love it so much. So I just want to give a shout out to that couple in the industry coming up right now. You guys look out for Teyana Taylor. She is doing it.
She's beautiful too.
And her song Wake Up, right? Wake Up Love. I love that song.
Okay, that's now. I'm going to tell you, she got it going on. Also, look at that snapback, because she just had a baby, but she still got a body like a 16-year-old. I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to tell you, she got the magic for real.
She has a workout video, too. She does have, because she says she doesn't go to the gym, she just dances.
Right.
There's no way.
And so she does.
For sure. Well, did you see the Kanye West video with her like 2 years ago, the fade?
I'll plead the fifth to that.
Oh, yeah.
More than 2 years ago. That's a couple years ago.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm a little behind, right? So, yes. But yes, so in other news, I want to bring up some Caribbean spice that's going on right now in regards to one of our lead Caribbean entertainers right now, Spice. Now, recently, Spice has been dealing with some like outrage from the community. A local Jamaican Obia man, or reader, so he calls himself, has come out and said that he is the reason why Spice is in the limelight the way that she is. And he actually has receipts about donkeys and rituals and things that he did to actually stop other people's success so that she could go forward. And so he's on the internet right now talking about a lot of stuff, and it is actually something. And they're saying that the reason why Lady Saw ended up going to God is because she had given Spice a jacket, and the jacket had something in it that was supposed to Obia Spice to keep her from going far. And this guy is the one who stopped it and reversed it on her. Oh. And when it started to come on her, she was like, I'm quitting the industry.
And she went to Jesus.
So I'm looking at some of the things, but Spice is facing a lot of controversy right now because now, you know, when one person attacks you, here it comes, right? They say when it rains, it pours.
But what led him to want to start attacking her all
he
of a sudden?
He says he's also an artist of sorts. And she had promised that when she got to where she was supposed to be, that she would bring him on to.
She didn't pay her debt.
She didn't pay her debt, right, to the Obia man. That's how it goes, right? They start
always
trying to take it back.
Always pay your debt to the Obia man. Always.
Well, now, you know, her team of dancers and her had, like, broke up a couple months ago, maybe six months going back. They were talking about the dancers had been sleeping with the baby father that was doing the tours with them and stuff. I saw that one. Well, now it's coming out that there's some rape allegations from the tours that they had, that he was actually forcing himself on them, that he was going and collecting keys from the hotel people, and because he's the one who signed them in the hotels, and forcing himself in on them and doing stuff with them. So we got some things going on in the industry right now. So Spice pay Obia, but I'm going to tell you what she did, though. She came online, she tried to clear herself a little bit, and she just made a song.
Mm-hmm.
The song. I need you guys to go and look for this.
We're gonna play it. Matter of fact, for next week's show, we're definitely gonna play.
Yeah, we gotta play it for next week at least, because Spice's new song. Oh my gosh, when I tell you. So we just want to send out some love and some encouragement for Spice to just keep going, no matter what they say about you, sis. It's sad that when people try and bring up magic and different things like that, but I want to tell you that we got your back and we love you and we're here for it. Well, so there's a new song called "I Feel a Way." So you're gonna have to go and look up "I Feel a Way" by Spice, because that's what time it is, y'all. Spice is out here with the comeback for the comeback. So, bonfire pan, don't mind them. We just want to say that in regards to Spice.
I Feel a Way. She had a video too, because she was talking about her experience in a store.
The Walmart thing.
Yeah, the situation. Yeah, because she was paying for her thing at Walmart, and they were just there trying to watch all the bills and blah blah blah. And she's like, "No, man, we're not doing this." She's like, "No, I feel a way about it." It's like they're like, "Don't worry, don't feel bad." She's like, "No, I feel a way about it."
So she has a song that she just came out with called "I Feel a Way."
Wow.
And I'm actually feeling her style right now, because when they attack you in the industry, one of the main things I think that you have to do, you got to capitalize on it.
Right.
You got to be like, you got to take all the hate and turn it into something good. And I always say, just now coming into the industry in this way, coming into music, that all press is good press. It's good.
Bidding a good morning to you all, I'm Jerry Goodfriend, welcoming you to Folk Directions, a program of music based in and influenced by tradition, here on CKUT Radio, 90.3 FM in Montreal, streamed and archived on the World Wide Web at ckutfolk.com.